This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Gwen Gold, our very own, singing that Bob, and she sings it well. She's going to be a guest singer on the Very Malzy Christmas album that we're beginning to record.
Well, that'll
today.
Make it a lot more legitimate than with us trying to sing.
I'm handing out the lyrics momentarily to all the participants of Malzy the Snowman, and I think it's pretty good, Bob. And I want you
to play.
Good,
you're good about putting together lyrics, given time.
Right.
Thought.
That's all I need. I was pacing like Ron Cook before a column. Before I wrote
I miss that
lyrics.
Pacing.
Did you ever witness the pacing?
Oh, all the time. Press boxes, you know.
Do you know how relieved Ron must be not to have to pace again anymore?
Or maybe he's pacing because he misses the pacing.
I don't think he misses
you
the
don't
pacing.
Think he's missing?
I think there's probably an adjustment period, like a big adjustment period. But eventually you don't miss the pacing. The time I saw him, and this was only 4 months after he left, he looked like a completely new man.
Well, I think there's no question it's better for your health. I mean, we're all running around trying to do all these different things with no time to yourself. You can't take care of yourself a lot because of it.
Oh, he was tanned. He had a permanent smile on his face. He lost 20 pounds. He looked great.
Yeah, that's good.
He looked like the happiest man on earth.
He deserves
Bob.
It.
That's why me and you should retire and go play golf for the rest of our lives.
Maybe we can do a golf podcast.
Can we play golf today? Is it playable today?
Any day's playable, to be honest with you.
It's 10:48. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. And we're coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bunch of Steeler questions at the top of the show. Here's the next one. How good of a job, or not good, did Omar Khan do in the offseason building this roster? Bob, I think this came to light because it's clear now, although it could change still, I don't have a lot of confidence it will if they're without Pickens, that these guys will step up. It's clear now, to me anyway, that Omar gets an F for his pursuit of wide receiver depth this offseason. Agreed?
No, I'm not going to agree with an F, not at all. I think his plan was to have Pickens complemented by Roman Wilson, who they drafted, and I think they had high expectations for him, and there's, for whatever reason, injuries, whatever, he hasn't even been around.
Isn't that a failure?
I don't know if you can blame an injury on as a failure.
I don't know that the injury is what's
also think they did have pursuit for other people.
Is he still hurt?
I don't know. Because he must be, because he's not around. You don't see him.
I don't know, man.
Often.
It seems to me he didn't enamor himself to
I
Mike
also
Tomlin.
Think the Deontay Johnson trade, while at first people had questions about it, looking back, it's probably a win for him. Dante Jackson has been very good.
I agree with that.
You don't have interceptions. The guy's getting 5 picks in a season, and that's what he has so far.
Do you think he's a good player?
I think he's a good player. Yeah, not a great player. He's a good player. Serviceable. 5 picks says that. He knows where to go. He's a veteran.
His turnovers have been good. I don't know that his coverage has been, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, no matter who you are in that game, Joey Porter's had games like that too. It doesn't matter. It's a tough position to play. I think overall, value versus value, I think they did pretty well with that. And so that's I just think you fell short coming up with another compliment to George Pickens. They tried. They had a lot of guys they were talking to, agents, deals. Maybe sometimes the best things aren't made. I look at Davante Adams. Do you know how much they gave up to get him? And he's had zero impact on the Jets.
Yeah, but did you see the Eagles game? I mean...
I understand that. But I'm not going to give him an F because I think Roman Wilson was the plan. And injuries are injuries. We'll see in time if that's an F.
I'm not convinced that the injury is the only thing that held Roman Wilson back. I'm certainly not convinced that he's still injured now in this time of dire need. Where is he? What do you give him in pursuit of backup receivers?
You have to be pretty bad to get an F in this teacher's book. That's a pretty harsh grade. I give him a D-minus, though, because I'm with Bob on the Roman Wilson thing. I thought that Roman Wilson, I mean, I had him picked as their rookie of the year this year. I thought he was going to be pretty impactful, especially after what he did at Michigan. But they had the plan to go after a couple of different wide receivers, and you didn't execute it. From that perspective, it's a straight failure.
Well, when you say you didn't execute it, we don't know the return. We don't know what was offered. We don't know a lot of the specifics.
At some point,
maybe a deal was not good enough to get done for the player they were looking at. Maybe you overpay for that player. Again, I'm looking at Davante Adams, and I see no indication that he's been any impact for the Jets whatsoever.
I mean, at some point,
they gave up a ton to get him.
I think the Jets have a lot more problems than Adams.
I don't care about the machinations behind the scenes. Deliver the baby. And there's nothing happening.
Well, we'll
here.
See.
They're still horrible beyond Pickens.
Yeah, exactly. And that's been a problem. And that's why I gave him one. If he's not going to play, I don't think they have an opportunity really to go down there and win. That's how important he is.
But, so what grade would you give Omar at least in that
respect?
We're
breaking it down position by position
Yeah.
I would give him a C because, again, I want to find out what Roman Wilson really is. I think the plan was for him to be the compliment. And it just didn't happen. I would maybe go C minus because Van Jefferson has not been very good either, and they brought him in as a signing. Scotty Miller, okay, whatever. These guys are just little bit pieces to what are supposed to be depth pieces. That's it. They shouldn't be elevated into number two, and they haven't found a number two. Austin's been good, but he's not a number two to me.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said, which is why I give him an F. If you're depending on a rookie who's not at like a first-round stud or a second-round guy. When did they take him?
84th overall.
So if that was your plan, and by the way, Roman Wilson didn't seem to enamor himself to Tomlin. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, knowing the specifics, it seems that way, yes.
And then he was hurt. And so clearly they thought, even though they drafted Roman Wilson, clearly, they thought they were a big-time receiver, or at least a solid number two short. And therefore, your mission is to go out and get one, and he didn't. So to me, it's a failure.
That's all true.
But overall, what would your grade for Omar be?
In this offseason?
Yeah, for sculpting this roster.
Oh, I think it's a B. I look at Queen. I look at Elliott. I think Elliott's probably the best surprise, you know, two-year contract that was given out. He's been terrific for them.
Yeah.
So Queen has been good. He's, you know, started slowly, but he's gotten better. I think when you go and you decide that you're going to change your entire quarterback room, I think they upgraded there. I think that's not an easy thing to do, but they did it. And you look at what they had to give up to get it. Not much. I give him an A+ on those moves just because they didn't have to give up anything to get him.
Deshaun Elliott was a great signing.
So
was Landon Roberts last year, by the way.
Landon Roberts is still doing well. And Holcomb, if he ever gets back, again, because of the injury, it's hard to rule what he is, but I think he was playing at a pretty high level too. So they solved inside linebacker more so this year than they've had. And last year was good, got better. This year was much better at inside linebacker. And I think drafting Peyton Wilson has had a nice impact too.
Yeah, the drafts have been, who can complain about these past two drafts? He gets high marks. He gets high marks on this draft so far, for sure. I mean, Zach Frazier has walked in as a top five player.
And I think Fontana is going to be a really good player too.
Yeah. We'll see. But other areas, Bob, that we knew were concerns, depth at receiver, which the last thing you needed was for Pickens to be hurt. He didn't fortify that. And then I'm still wondering about the corner position. Cam Sutton has a horrible grade from PFF so far, for whatever that's worth. I mean, one guy gets hurt and you have to go to James Pierre back there.
James Pierre is actually, aside from the drop fake punt, that should have been a first down and a good play call. He's been pretty good. I mean, in coverage when he's asked to go in there and make plays.
Are you confident in him moving forward
no,
in coverage?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he's been pretty good based on, you know, his reaction to after dropping that one. There was a lot of emphasis on him. He was getting a lot of oh my God, I can't believe he dropped that. Now he's responded by playing pretty well on special teams and in the field when he's called upon.
I disagree that he's played well in the field, but that's why they pay you the big bucks, Bob, and me.
No, our opinions are just like noses. We're different.
Never heard that one. No, I don't think James Pierre's been very good either.
Come on, Bob.
He hasn't.
James Pierre's been good.
I said when he's been in there, he made a pick last week. I think there's
for what they ask,
I don't care. You still have to make the play, don't you? He dropped what should have been an easy.
He is a failing grade, too, from PFF out there.
Well, PFF gives Russell Wilson a failing grade. You want to go there?
No, it does not.
He's rated as the last guy in the AFC Central. If you want to believe whatever you want, that's fine. They have their opinions. They do a lot.
Russell Wilson, hold on a second, has a very good grade here at 79. That's 12th in the whole NFL. That sounds about right.
Okay. Fine. I'm just saying, look where he is among AFC North quarterbacks. Burrow, Jackson, and then him.
He should be behind them. Of course he should be. Significantly behind both.
Okay, but my point is, depending on your perspective, if you look at past charts, again, generally speaking, and this has a lot to do with George Pickens not being there, when he's not in there, there's not many things they can do. This is why also it comes back to scheming. You saw Philadelphia last week. They scheme guys open with crossing patterns, with quick hit slants, with 5-yard passes that turn into big plays. I want to see, and with Freiermuth, I don't understand why they don't target him more. I keep saying this.
I agree with you there.
He should be targeted more, especially with the absence of George Pickens.
I think that Omar did some very good work in the draft. I think that Patrick Queen has come on and looks good to me. Some ups and downs for sure still, but he looks good to me. Deshaun Elliott was brilliant, but I think there were just two areas, corner and receiver, that we all knew were concerns that I'm not sure that he's fixed. I'm not sure he's fixed those. Dante Jackson, I agree with you. That was a good trade. I worry about him in coverage. The picks have been awesome, and he can't take those away. I worry he got shredded in Philly. Shredded.
He did. He got his ankle broken on the one play by, who was it? Kenneth Goodwell, who came out of the back. He was a real good player for them, by the way. Gainwell. Yeah, Gainwell. Kenneth Gainwell was terrific. Santa Claus is outside. Did you know that?
No, I'd like to go visit him.
Anyway, I think he has to be better. I think all corners, it's a very difficult. I was watching video of Sauce Gardner. Whatever happened to him, he's turned into a problem with the Jets, and he was supposed to be this outstanding guy.
I don't think Omar did a good enough job fortifying two positions of great need in a passing league, and I don't think they're good enough to get where they want to go at those two positions, unfortunately. And the fault lies with him, Mike Tomlin, to a certain degree, because he's heavily involved. I also think he did some great things. I'd give him a B to a B minus for his offseason work. You?
I just did. You asked me, I gave him a B.
B?
Overall, yep.
I give him a B. I like the Dante Jackson move, even though I worry about him as well, just like you, Joe. Deshaun Elliott was probably the move of the offseason, other than Russell Wilson. I mean, he did bring in Wilson and Fields, and I have to compliment him for that and the shift that they made off of Pickett to pivot to Wilson.
The quarterback thing, of course, is a huge deal. I think had a lot to do with that. I think probably more than Omar, honestly. But, it falls under Omar's job description, so I do give him credit there. You still have to make it happen. B to a B minus. And overall with Omar, he's made some great moves and then some not so good. I don't think the Ogunjobi signing was great, Bob. We know some of the receivers they've brought in, some of the other guys they've brought in.
Go back to Ogunjobi. I think it's a good signing if it wasn't as much. And the money was a little bit much for me. The player himself, when he's out there, I think he can be good and help them on that defensive line. So
he's a little inconsistent, not good enough for me.
But I thought the price was just too high, that's all.
Me too, which is why I think it was a bad signing. Allen Robinson from the AP last year, he brought him in. But overall, I think he's done a pretty good job. I'm not sure I would buy, the con artist that he's some miracle worker. He's done a pretty good job. Pretty good job. But if the idea is to win a championship, not good enough and didn't fortify two areas of need enough, I don't think.
Correct.